Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Show, Gold Ring Healing Fountain, actually. And this Monday is a welcome return of Achito, the founder of Samadhi Gung Fu. And he's going to be teaching us how to build the white body temple to transform our lives. Wow, sounds great. Right, and we also have our co-host, Gary. Are you there, Gary?
I am. Hello, Jen. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Healing Fountain show. Here we are. And yes, we have our dear friend Achito, Grandmaster Achito, back with us, and promises to be a wonderful show.
Yeah, and hi to everybody in the chat room. There's loads of people in the chat room, and we've got bad news as well. We've got we're at war. We're part of the coalition, aren't we, Gary? The USA, ourselves in the UK, Italy, and France, all part of the coalition. Oh, but anyway, this show is all about peace as well, and we're going to be here manifesting peace right across the globe and manifesting peace in Mother Earth as well, because it looks like she needs a load sending to her, doesn't it?
Exactly, so, and we are here to focus on what works and turn away from what does not.
Oh, yeah, hopefully, yeah. So I think... Yeah. We'll bring John on very shortly,
But I think we'll start off with a Cat Stevens song. And I think it's called Peace Train. And it's a brilliant song. I love it. And it's just what we need.
Yes, we do. Here we go. Cat Stevens.
Taking its time.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding out of
sight on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. Get peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too.
Oh, thanks for that one, Kat. I know I changed his name to Youssef or something, but it must have been still Cat Stevens when he recorded that one. Great song. Thank you. Right. Also, we do have another little bit of bad news. We've got a little girl, 12 years old, missing over in USA, near to where Truth Sleuth lives. So we're going to manifest.
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut. That's right. Yeah. We're going to manifest her safe return. And before
yes,
we actually...
We'll send benevolent prayers and hold space for the 12-year-old girl, yes.
Yeah. Well, Achito is going to actually be taking callers in a little while when we've done the ceremonies. So we want everybody to phone in a little while. We'll give you the number shortly. But before we do, we're going to ask Gary to load the link for the video because I'm not quite sure which video managed to get uploaded in the end.
This is the one, and bear with me here for just a second. I'll paste it into the chat room.
I've got
And let me double check, make sure that that is the right one. Yes, it is. Okay. Everyone click the link and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And once you've done that, that's our cue to, that lets us know that everyone is ready and your ticket for the show. So we'll go ahead
ticket.
And do that.
A heart. Well, I don't know. It might be expensive to some people.
Is that
many
hearts for that? It is a wonderful song. It is.
Well, we'll ask everyone to pause the players, and we'll bring Achito
right.
on because he's going to talk to us about building the White Body Temple. And so I think you've got him online there, have you, Gary?
Yes, he is. Grandmaster Achito, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Ah, but
Achito,
can I just mention that people in the UK won't be able to click on the link because some of the content has been blocked by Vevo due to copyright reasons. So, never mind. We can listen to your soundtrack. But anyway, you're going to you're going to talk to us about building the White Body Temple. It sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yes. I have compiled a roadmap to practice for everyone. Not for myself, but through generations, there is one path that is the right path for everyone, no matter what religion they might be. And the White Body Temple teaches us about generosity, loving kindness, divine love, compassion, patience, right understanding, and then from there we receive wisdom, and then we receive the power of speech. So I will be speaking with everyone about understanding the faith inside themselves, is which brings forth the energy. And then from there it brings forth a mindfulness, a concentration and focus, which will bring wisdom and understanding. Once we build this inside us, we become the true I am in which that we are. And then from there, we have no more questions because we know that we are just that part. We are that White Body Temple.
Fascinating.
Wow.
And it is a, what is it? It's a modality that you access that or through?
Well, when we access it, we teach everyone that an ego inside ourselves has a big part, and we have to rid ourselves of the ego. And then from there, there is a transmission that everyone will receive tonight in order to start building the White Body Temple. It's steps that we take, and we need to also look at to see if there is any illusion inside our lives. Sometimes illusion fills our lives, and we swear to everyone that we are not the problem, and we need to evaluate it every night to see if there's any illusion inside our path. And through the White Body Temple, through the steps that we will take on learning loving kindness, understanding, the one part, the biggest part, is love and forgiveness. And once we can bring that love and forgiveness into ourselves, meaning that you love yourself, and you forgive others, you start to build, because without love, you can't receive.
Right. Well, it sounds wonderful.
That's true.
It sounds...
Yeah, you can't.
I'm enthralled.
You don't love you... Yeah, if you don't love yourself either, you can't love anyone
right.
else.
Right, yeah.
Mm.
Exactly. Right.
It's true.
It's everyone is a reflection of what we've got going on inside of us. And
yes.
as we resolve those issues within ourselves, those people get better. It's amazing how that works. And they've done nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you've uploaded a YouTube video link, haven't you? Well, not the link. I mean, you've uploaded the track, which I can't actually see on the switchboard, Gary. So I'm going to... Pardon?
Yeah, our apologies for that. Apparently the YouTube will not play at all portions of the world, and our apologies for that. It is a wonderful song with a great message, and we'll go ahead and play that. And for those of you who can access the player on YouTube here in the States or elsewhere, go ahead and get ready to cue it. And everyone apparently is ready, and we'll go ahead and count everyone down.
Yeah,
I can't do it as well as you ladies, but...
Yeah, you'll have to do it because I can't find it. But
okay,
I want to thank Achito for that. And Achito is going to be doing a beautiful meditation later and also taking callers. But in the meantime, we'll just continue on with the show. If you'd like to get a pen and paper, I'll give them the number now. The number to call in a little while is 646-929-0461. That's 646-929-0461, 001 if you're phoning from outside of the United States.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it looks like everyone is ready. So here we go. Get ready to cue your player in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for a reason.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity is around, I know someday it'll all turn around, because
one day, 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 one day,
And there you have it. That's Matis Yahu and One Day. I love that song.
And right now it's time for our candle ceremony. And we light our candles together, as fire is a very powerful tool, which, when used along with prayer and focused intent, it helps us to manifest our goals. And also, because we're a healing circle of love and light, fire helps us to focus that intent. So if you light your candles and your incense purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the energies. And today we're going to ask the Tito to invite the energies that he works with, because it would be quite appropriate. So are you there, Tito, to invite yours?
Yes, please. I am. I just ask everyone to pay attention to your breath and relax. Loving divine energy, I connect, merge, and unify with you and for all eternity. I accept your power, love, and energy in any form and shape within my mind, body, and soul. I want to evolve and transcend to the infinite levels of your love without ego. I rid weakness and obstacles in this love. I call forth the golden light of consciousness that allows ourselves to relax, allowing the golden light frequency. I call forth the higher self to guide and oversee us through this process. May we all be guided according to the need of the listeners. May we all receive the healing light now. All ancestors, guides, master teachers, that are true I am. Inside, we are one with the light. I am one. I am in the universe. And the universe and I are combined together. I thank for all our spiritual masters, ancestors, past and present, and teachers that are guided towards love and light inside this universe. I ask them to bring us to a higher state of love and understanding, to keep them infinite, and to keep us in vibrant health, vibrant wealth, peace, love, joy, and happiness. Everything that I ask this automatically for the entire universe. Thank you.
Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her,
holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marika. That was our beautiful Pure Wind song. And we're going to ask our very special guest, Achito, to lead us in a guided meditation. Thank you, Achito.
Blessings, everyone. I ask everyone to sit down, relax. Make sure that the spine is erect, head tilted slightly down. I ask you to close your eyes. As you close your eyes, I ask you to pay attention to your breath, knowing that your breath is going in and going out. Do not try to force your breath. Just pay attention to your breath. Now in your mind, say, I am open to receive. I love myself. I forgive myself. And I forgive others. Just pay attention to your breath and listen to my voice. Loving divine energy, I connect with this energy now. I ask you to pay attention to the top of your head, the feeling above the head, outer surface. Just breathe. I ask you to pay attention to your forehead and just breathe. Relax and let yourself go. I ask you to pay attention to the back of your head and relax. I ask you to pay attention to your right eye . I ask you to pay attention to your left eye. I ask you to pay attention to your nose, your mouth, your chin, and your neck. I ask you to pay attention to the front of your neck, to the back of your neck, and to the side. The energy is flowing. Allow it to flow into your shoulders. Now I ask for that energy to fill your arms. All the way down your arms, shooting out your fingers. Now I ask you to pay attention to your feet and your toes. Now pay attention to the top of your head again. On the count of three, allow the energy to flow from the crown all the way out your toes. 1, 2, 3, release. I join the forehead, the third eye. We draw a triangle going down to the pancreas and then moving straight across to the liver and coming back up into the third eye. Breathe. Connection of three. I love myself, I forgive myself, and I forgive others. Pay attention to the middle of your back, behind the heart. We open that chamber up, and we allow love to flow. The triangle is opened. The white body temple is receiving. You are this temple in which you are. You are that in which you are. You are the true I am inside yourself. There is no other person that can give you this light. You have it. You are that in which you are. You found your place. Formless and shapeless, you are combined, one with divine energy. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Let it fill every part of your body, your mind, your body, and your soul. Think deep inside your heart and say, I love myself. I forgive myself, and I forgive others. May you be blessed and guided always. Many blessings. Thank you.
And for the people who've been meditating, it's time to close the chakras. And to close the chakras, we go to the top of the head, pretending we have doors. Closing the crown chakra. Then down to the third eye, closing that chakra. Down to the throat, closing that chakra. And down to the heart, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that one. And down to the navel chakra, closing that one. Then to the base chakra, closing that one. And then down to the feet, leaving that one open, just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. You can leave all of them open a little bit if you feel more comfortable. And you bring the light to the top of your head. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of white light. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, and he's sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet. Or until next time you meditate. Thank you. And thank you, Achito, for the wonderful meditation. That was brilliant. Very, very powerful. And if anyone wants to call in now, we can take callers.
Yes, go ahead and feel free to call in at 646-929-0461 for any blessings or healings, etc., questions you may have for Master Achito.
In the meantime, while we're waiting, Gary, I do have a little one-minute soundtrack from a film about peace, and it's the Tao of Kung Fu. And I'll just play this. It's only 1 minute.
Master,
lovely.
How may I walk a peaceful path when the world is seldom peaceful?
Peace lies not in the world, Grasshopper, but in the man who walks the path.
But in my path may be men not filled with peace.
Then seek a different path.
And if at each turn appear those who would be violent and not love peace?
To reach perfection, a man must develop equally compassion and wisdom.
But, Master, how do I not contend with the man that would contend with me?
In a heart that is one with nature, though the body contends, there is no violence. And in the heart that is not one with nature, though the body be at rest, there is always violence. Be, therefore, like the prow of a boat. It cleaves the water, yet it leaves in its wake water unbroken.
It was great. The Grasshopper films were brilliant. But anyway, we do have a caller, Gary, if you want to take the caller. We did have. Have they dropped off?
Nope. We did have, and they dropped off. Apparently, they just called to listen in and dropped off. So,
oh dear.
Yes, I love that little piece, the little kung fu piece. I believe the older gentleman talking, if memory serves me right, was the Chinese actor Ki Luk. And Ki Luk was back in the 1930s. I'll give you a little piece of trivia here. This isn't worth anything, but he played Master Po on Kung Fu, and he was a little bit older by then, the blind master. But back in the 1930s, he played in the old Charlie Chan films with Werner Olland as his number one son, and he was very young back then.
Well, it's a bit before my time, that, the 1930s. Could you remember that, Gary? I don't think so. But
it was before my time, but I read about it, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for that piece of information. I'm full of useless information. I'll add it to my catalogue. Okay. I'm sorry about
that.
Well,
we do have a couple of callers now.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
So
Mikey Hart from the chat room we have on.
We'll get Mikey Hart. Mikey Hart. You are on the air.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi. Hello. That was a wonderful meditation.
Thank you.
It was gorgeous.
Yes, it was. And do you have a question for Achito?
Well, I thought I'd call in and get a healing. I've been dealing with left hip pain for some time now, and I just wondered if there would be some help available for that.
Are you there, Chito?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, what I would like you to do is just close your eyes and relax and pay attention to your breath, and I will tell you when to open your eyes. Okay. Now just take a deep breath in and breathe out. Okay. Slowly open your eyes. How do you feel?
Feel better. It took a little bit actually to open my eyes.
Yes. Okay. So now what I want you to do is touch the back of your neck right now. Doesn't matter which hand.
Okay.
Just touch the back of your neck and say to yourself, one time to yourself, the fight is over. And now out loud, say that I am open to receive.
I am open to receive.
Now pay attention to your whole body. You might feel tingly or little tiny things running throughout your body. Just stay in that and pay attention to your breath. Okay. Do you have any other questions?
No, I think I'll just stick with that for now. Thank you. It feels like all my cells are energetic.
Yes, and it will. Just drink some water and relax. Don't worry. Let the worry out of your mind. We have enough worry in one day. You don't need to worry for other days.
True.
Just allow it to rest.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you for calling, Sharon.
Thank you, Gary. I'm Marika.
Oh, Marika's not here.
Oh.
Today.
No, it's Jen.
Jen, yeah. It's me. But thank you for calling in, Sharon.
And you can feel free to
stay on the line if you wish. I'll just go ahead and mute you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then later on, we'll ask you how your hip is feeling. So next, we'll bring back on the next caller. Bring on the next caller, Gary, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, the next caller is from a 705 area code. And 705, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kathy, heart-centered, and I'm calling from Canada.
Kathy, there you are. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'd like to thank Achito for the activation.
Yes,
no problem. I just wanted some more information, I guess, on the triangle area at the back in between the shoulders. I'm having an issue there.
Well, pretty much in the activation, I did a basic for everyone today. I have came up with this from all my training and through meditation. I have received a part that, number one, is that the triangle is very important because the forehead, meaning into the third eye, is what we see. Also, when we journey back, it journeys back into our mind. And inside the ego, we are not our thought in which we think that we are. As we all know that through all studies that from every place. So every thought that arises in the mind, that means that you are not that thought because some of them are negative. They're not positive and it's through programming. So centering right there will help you clear your thoughts. Then from there is that we have our liver. And in life we need to learn to forgive and we also have the pancreas. When we connect with all three inside a triangle, we form a force that vibrates up. That force that vibrates up vibrates into the back. And usually a lot of people start to experience pains in those centers that I mentioned in the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because of the negative thought or the negative program that is running through the body. So when we connect all three and then connect to the heart center, but in the back, we infuse it with love and we connect. Once that infuses, it starts to journey throughout our body and every cell becomes alive again. All the negative programming in each cell becomes one and joined in order to create miraculous healing.
Interesting. Thank you.
Wow, that's powerful.
And that activation that we did for you, what I would ask you to do is to pay attention to the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet right now. And now pay attention to the top of your head.
Okay.
And now say that this is for my highest good and my highest good only. Repeat it out loud.
This is good for my highest good and my highest good only.
And now close your eyes. And don't fight anything. Just allow flow. Just breathe. I'll tell you when to open your eyes. Crown. Feet. Flow. Now take a deep breath in. And breathe out. Okay. Now you can open your eyes.
And I felt a lot of pressure on the top of my head.
Yes, because that's where it starts to to relieve itself, so you start to feel a lot of pressure. It starts to come down. There's a couple little blockages there. We all have them, okay? Everyone at one point, depending on what you're thinking, you will have a blockage. So you just allow it to go. Just remember one thing for yourself is that anything that happens in the day or anything that happens to you, you are not just your thought. Remember that. You are not just a thought, because if you were just a thought, then you would be every negative thing. And on top of that, remember one thing, and I would like to say this for everyone that's on the line and listening, that get out of the good, get out of the bad, walk a part that you understand, that in life the reason why sometimes people do suffer and you can do everything right or journey to yourself is that you know one thing. This is the start of your transformation. Because anything that ever happened to you before, you had gotten out of it. So that means that you can get out of anything. And when you do have a problem, it's the start of a transformation, and think of it as that something is going to occur. I'm going to transform. Something is about to happen. As long as you don't leave the negative thought in, then you can transform and move on.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's advice for everyone, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We can all take that on board.
Well, thank you.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And shall we bring Mikey Hart back on just to see how her hip's doing?
Well, we do have another caller.
All right.
And,
we'll
go ahead and take
first,
that
then.
One.
Yes.
And, we'll go ahead and mute the other one, too. And this one is a 229 area code. Hello, 229. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jim from North Carolina. I'm a developing psychic, and I'm transforming, and I'm wondering what you might see as possibly something that will help me in my development.
Okay. What I ask you to do is, do I have permission right now to enter?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the part with you is that inside, after a while, the true self will be there. You cannot look for it. It's just there in stages. With you, you're going through what you would call a ladder, a lot of steps. And each step will bring you to where you want to be. Only when you rid the ego, and then on top of that, on how you handle what you received. Sometimes receiving is not receiving the way you think that it is. It can be a smile. It can be someone offering you a meal, that they have a meal. And inside the back of the heart, that will open and blossom. But you have to understand there's one part of the past that's still in now that really is a part. It's not that it's an illusion. It's something that you understand. But if you hold on to it, it depletes you. And also not to listen to others where they try to put you down or down you in any way. Be you, but do not be a book. It will journey inside you, not by a reading, because at one point, no book can do anything. you will find the truth inside the silence of your own self. Okay? What I would like you to do is pay attention to the palms of your hand and just close your eyes. And I would ask you to take a deep breath in and exhale. And just keep your eyes closed and relax. Above, beneath, to the left, to the right, in front, in back, all around, swipe. Clear. Bottom of spine, connecting to crown, feet activation, hand, now slowly open your eyes.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Good.
Okay.
I actually am in a good mood and everything, so.
Okay.
I just have confusion because why do they make it so that you're searching when instead of making it just, you know, like a concrete answer? You know, I feel like, why isn't the road, you know, put down?
Well, the road is there. It is placed. But at one time, we have to look at everything that was placed into ourself. And when you think to yourself that you have it, you have to break it down every day to receive more. You can't hold on. When I do my teaching or when I do the healing or anything else, I don't plan. I just have, okay, if I have an activation, but every time I do an activation, I improve on it. It doesn't mean that it stays that way. And for your plan and for the journey is that we, at one time, we have to just go into our breath. And from that breath, we will enter a state that will clear us. But in order for us to reach that ladder, we are tested inside ourselves without us knowing. Depending on how good we do and what we offer is what comes back to us. And if we aren't confident enough inside ourselves, then from there it isn't full yet. It means that it isn't overfull. The glass isn't overflowing. Inside ourselves we have dust, and we have to make sure that dust is cleared out, no matter who we are. It might look clear as we look, but if you step into the water and move, then the dust comes back up.
Fascinating. Mm. I was told that the reason hard and fast concrete answers don't work, this is what I was told. I was told that this world is the spirit world, really, is the real world, of which this world is but a shadow. And this is a very mysterious place. There are no hard and fast concrete answers. And it's not about being in the know. It's about being in the mystery.
Yeah, but also, Barry, in order to walk the lighted path, we must become the lighted path.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that all starts only with accepting when someone says to themselves, and myself as a teacher or as a guide, when they say, well, you know, I'm no good, or well, who told you that you're that?
Hmm.
Well, I'm looking for this, or I'm looking for enlightenment. Who told? Who is the one that said, I want enlightenment?
Right.
We need to go back to find the observer, the one that's behind the thought.
Yeah.
And until we can find that, that is where that source is. But spirit, world, and our world is all one.
Right.
That a lot of people don't understand.
Yes.
Real quickly, could you briefly mention your website and your program?
Yes. Okay. The website is www.samadhigungfu.com. I will write it inside the chat room because that is a handful.
Okay.
for everyone to speak. Now, the programs that I do have is really everyone is their own person, and everyone has their own path. We all have, one person might take a bicycle, another one might take a plane. We're all going to reach that path once we rid the ego. So basically, inside my packages that I do offer is I designed the package around the person, totally different compared to a lot of other systems, because we need to evaluate the person and see exactly where they are at and what they need and what they don't need. So briefly, on the website, there's a live support that someone can go in and type in and ask some information. And it runs during the daytime. It's not always up. But also I have chat rooms inside the web page that you can go down and you will be invited in. And that will help you. My thing is that you have, before you sign up for anything, you speak to me and we will sit down and see exactly what you need. As for the White Body Temple Activation, that is on there also, and that is a series of healings that someone can get into. It starts off at one session. To be an instructor under that, that's a long thing. I just tell everybody just experience the sessions for themselves just to help yourself heal.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a tailor-made, individualized program then.
Yes, it's tailor-made, and everyone, the thing is that I work with a lot of people worldwide, and the part is that you are scheduled and you are broken into, if you cannot travel to me, you will be taught over Skype. Depending on what you are tailor-made, there might be some time that someone might have to come and meet me. I also do travel, and I do small groups. If someone has a group or someone has a yoga studio or someone has a healing or a chiropractic place and they would like someone to come in, I also do that. And I do teleconference calls and seminars also.
Wow, lovely.
Brilliant. Wow.
So
man of all talent. Shall we bring the two other callers? Thank you to Jim. And shall we bring the two callers back on now and see how they're, well, there's Mikey Hart's here.
Yes, we'll go ahead and do that. I'm just going to mention the website one more time.
Yeah.
That's samadhigungfu.com. That's SamadhigungFu.com. Okay, and we'll go ahead and bring the callers on. And Mikey Hart and both of you, you're on the air.
Heart-centered.
Heart-centered. How are you feeling, lady?
I'm feeling great. I felt those tingling all over, and my hip is, that pain is gone, so thank you so much.
Wow.
Brilliant.
No problem.
And what about you, heart centered?
She said she hung up.
So we have two people on the line. Yeah,
oh.
She hung up.
Well, we want to thank you, Wichito. That was absolutely fantastic. We hope you're going to come back on again soon, and we'll get more callers calling in. And we want to thank Gary as well and Marika for doing the mantra earlier. And keeping on our peace theme, I thought I would just play a song that I recorded with some children from Burton Wood, if that's okay, if I can beg your indulgence for a few minutes and keeping in our peace theme. Also, my daughters are singing harmonies on this one as well. I wrote this about maybe 4 years ago. It's called Hymn to the Angel of Peace. And actually, some theta healers in the UK use this to counsel bereaved children. I'll just give it a quick spin.
Your countenance.
Thank you for the lovely feedback on that one. Right, in the chat room, doing plenty of chatting in there and advising people was the Heart of Rob. And the Heart of Rob is going to be our special guest next week. So thank you, Achito. Thank you, Gary. I've really
enjoyed
it.
Thank you, Jen. And yes, thank you, Master Achito, once again for joining us. And thank you all, thank all the ones who called in. And that was I hadn't heard that song before, Jen. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I don't believe you played that one before. That's a lovely, lovely song, and very timely.
Oh, thank you. I've just found one. I found it, and I've lost it again now. And it's Balance for the Earth. And I thought that'd be a really good one to play out with, because I'm on the switchboard, but... Oh, it's there.
It sounds
I thought we'll just say good night, God bless, and see the Heart of Rob next week. And thank you once again to Chito and Gary and Marika for the mantra. And we'll say good night, God bless, and play out with this Balance for the Earth. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Manifesting peace.
Blessings.
You too.